the truth.
Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. What is it? I had a good one. I usually don't think of them in advance, but it's the something of free speech. So go to republicbroadcasting.org. Amnesia of free speech. So you go here and you forget what you were going to talk about. But don't forget to send money to RBN. How do they do that, Jeremy?
Well, you can mail your check or money order mailable to RBN and mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can call in your debit or credit card to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And I was just going to say that RBN is like a non-tranny locker room where you can change in peace and not worry about some degenerate, flashing himself in front of you.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a country where you didn't have tranny lesbians going into your daughter's locker rooms and jacking off at people?
Now you're just dreaming, Patrick. Now you're just dreaming.
All right. I hope we don't get kicked off RBN. I guess I'm pushing it.
One thing I would like to do before we get into your graph, just really quick. You know we're doing National Women's Month.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
And I have sarcastically been highlighting trannies in National Women's Month, but I want to submit a legit female for National Women's Month.
Okay.
Her name is Becky. Her name is Becky. She's a very good friend of mine. I'm sure she's listening. And Becky has born 6 beautiful white babies.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest of which is 20 years old and working. The youngest of which is 4 years old. And they're just the sweetest family that you would ever meet. She is, as you can imagine, with 6 children between 4 years old and 20 years old. She's a stay-at-home mom, cooks, cleans, back in the day, changed diapers. And that, my friend, is a real woman. And I want to submit her for national candidate.
Mm-hmm.
National.
I'd say that's a very strong entry. That is a very strong entry. And you know something? Back in the day, these women like that would be recognized in a variety of countries. They would be recognized.
Well, instead of spending, 50, 60, 70 hours a week working for some corporation with a man, a male CEO, by the way, who does not care about her and who just treats her like another number and what can you do for me? Instead of that, she puts her entire life into 6 children and a husband that loves her and that appreciates her. That, my friend, that is true feminism.
There you go. It's truly feminine.
Yes, it is feminine. It is not feminism in the neoliberal sense. It is truly feminine.
So a while back, maybe 2 months ago or so, whatever reason, I was checking out Jaden O'Neill, who is on Cozy TV, Nick Fuentes' operation. And
yeah.
I've met Jaden. I've talked to him a couple of times, and he's a young kid. He got kicked out of University of Kansas for tweeting on the 1 month anniversary of George Floyd's demise. Congratulations to George Floyd for being drug free for 1 month.
Ooh,
and he got him kicked out of school.
Spicy.
It's spicy indeed. But anyway, he had a he's a gamer, and I don't do games, but I do know how to watch somebody doing a game. And he was doing a game, and I forgot the name of the game, but it was like a cuckoldry game, right? And so there's a cuckold, a guy whose wife is like shacking up with some black guy, and he's trying to get the black guy out of prison so his wife will be happy or something weird like that. At any rate, the guy, the character that you manipulate, he works for a big corporation run by somebody with a very Jewish kind of name and voice, by the way. And he was very excited that he got a new workstation. It was called the Wage Slave 2000, something like that. And it was a cage, and he could go into the cage and he wouldn't be able to come out even to go to the bathroom for the allotted amount of time, 10 hours or whatever. And that would be to increase his efficiency. And he was very thankful for it.
Sounds very sick and perverted.
Well, you know, but the game was meant to be to just highlight the absurdity of our existence here in clown world. Now, I want to address something.
Yes.
We've been, it's 2 years plus since the beginning of the corona apocalypse, and it's over a year since the introduction of the vaccines. And there were people who were saying that the vaccines were a kill shot and everybody would be dead within 6 months. And then that got revised to like a year. And, you know, it's all part of this depopulation agenda. And while it's now clear that those weren't kill shots the way people were saying, I am starting to think that they were part of a depopulation agenda. And I'll tell you why. There's this poll out from Canada, poll of Canadians, and the questions are, how should Canada respond to the Ukraine invasion? And then they differentiate the answers, the responses between people who have been vaccinated three times or more and those who haven't been vaccinated. And what you find is when they're asked, should we impose tougher economic sanctions on Russia? Vaccinated people, 86% yes. Unvaccinated, only 13%. Seizing the assets of Russian oligarchs associated with Vladimir Putin, 85% of the vaccinated, only 13% of the unvaccinated. And goes, you know, cutting off oil shipments from Russia, sending additional military equipment to Ukraine, on and on and on. Providing Ukraine with fighter jets, dispatching military force to Ukraine. And everything, it's always the vaccinated, three or more shots, are, you know, like 80% or more in favor of these actions, and, you know, less than 15% of the unvaccinated. And what I think it, you know, how this ties in with the depopulation agenda is it seems that the vaccinations are making people gay. What do you think?
Gay and pro-nuclear war.
Yeah, gay. Right. I mean, there you go.
What was the computer simulation in a war with Russia between the U.S., NATO? I think they estimated 1.5 billion.
Of people dead?
1.5 billion.
1.5 billion, which is at this point only a drop in the bucket.
It's not a good day, though.
Not a good
day. No. And so this also speaks to the mass formation psychosis that we've discussed on the show before, where, you know, we support the current thing, and everybody that went on board with COVID and did the mask and the vax, they're going full on pro-Ukraine, let's do World War III and nuke civilization because of anal democracy in the Ukraine. That's, yeah.
And you know, honestly, it wasn't the vaccines that were turning people gay. What it is that the clown world brainwashing has turned people gay or the equivalent, or its equivalent,
yeah.
Right? And just made them susceptible to whatever programming. A big hunk of people, big hunk, you know, is it half the people? I don't know. A big hunk of people are just completely susceptible to whatever the current thing is. And you've seen that meme with the normie, the normie meme, and he's all angry, and then the next frame, the back of his head is opened up, and the next frame, they're taking out the COVID-19 chip and putting in the Ukraine chip, and then the next frame, he's got an angry face again.
And there's many levels of this. There's many levels. So summer of 2020, once everybody started figuring out COVID, or at least the normies did, you had a divide in America, you know, basically conservatards, right-wingers, pro-life, alt-right, you know, they were all pushing back against COVID, whereas your most, you know, your most dedicated liberals were pushing for the masks and vax and all that. So you had that divide. But then let's go even deeper. Black Lives Matter, you had the same divide. You know, the George Floyd, mostly that was going to be your very liberal types. And all of your conservatives and Trump supporters and white nationalists, you know, they're all pushing back on the George Floyd narrative. But then you get to the election hoax, and that divides the right. That divides the right. You had people that said, oh, Trump lost because he lost the white vote because he didn't do stuff pro-white enough.
Mm.
And then you had regular conservative normies being like, well, you know, I don't want to push against this. And then only your ultra, ultra hardcore right-wingers were saying, yeah, that this is election fraud. Now, let's move flash forward to the Ukrainian-Russian incident. You have an even greater divide in the right. The Russia-Ukraine incident divided what you would call the right wing even more, because all of your libtards are pro-Ukraine, pro-war. Imagine that, Patrick. People that should have been like anti-war,
right?
Who opposed the Iraq war, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
I would say probably like all those people opposed, like the liberals, they all opposed the Iraq war. Unfortunately, it seems that a lot of it was just because they didn't like George Bush.
But the majority of liberals are pro-Ukraine and pro, like literally pro, let's do nuclear war for, you know, our brutal democracy values. But you have a divide in the right wing now. And all your, and we mentioned this in my show last night, all your conservatard, you know, Trump doesn't represent my values, therefore I'm voting for Cruz. All those guys, they're pro-Ukraine, and only your most hardcore Trump supporters from 2015 are, I would dare say, pro-Russian. If not pro-Russian, at least neutral in saying we shouldn't be making war with Russia over this, you know, nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you see that divide. It's an interesting phenomenon. Very interesting.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people have the instinct to be pro-Russia. And Nick Fuentes had a debate maybe five nights ago with some sort of blogger or gamer or something named Destiny. I don't know what his thing is. I've never heard of him before. And he seems like somebody who knows how to read and write and is reasonably articulate and can speak. And he was doing a very good job reciting all of the talking points from the State Department. But of course they're all bullhonk. And Nick was doing a reasonably good job, but the thing is, hardly anybody really has the background knowledge. And a lot of people are quick studies, and so by now I think all of our audience, who I'm sure are quick studies, they know all about the 2014 Maidan coup. They know about that, which was Victoria Nuland and the Jew crew at the State Department. And people know about NATO expansion. There have been all these rounds of NATO expansion, despite the promises made to President Gorbachev back in, you know, 1990 when the German unification was becoming a thing. And it is worthy of mention that regardless of whether the promises were, because they were never written down, they weren't in treaty form, they're, you know, they're, the American ambassador, Jack Matlock, testifies to them, as do a bunch of other people. But even if there weren't any promises, even if there weren't any promises, the NATO expansion would be extremely aggressive. The promise isn't the main thing. So, you know, certain things people are know or they're learning, and I think probably a lot of people know that in the, over the past 8 years, the Ukrainians have been very repressive of their ethnic Russians. The day after the Maidan coup, they outlawed Russian as an official language. And, you know, people are aware that there are these two breakaway republics, which have been shelled and attacked, you know, bombarded. And a lot of people know that 14,000 or so civilians in those areas have been killed. But
Was it worth it, Patrick? Real quick, was it worth it, those 14,000? Well, was it worth it for our brutal gamma?
Yeah, Madeleine Albright. But, you know, there's really even way more than that. And I think what a lot of people need to know for this reason and for other reasons, because, you know, we also hear people saying, and I think these are really kind of virtue spiral. What do you call it? A purity spiral. There are purity spiralers out there who say that Putin is he's part of the Jewish plan, or he's in league with the Jews because he took a picture with Chabad Lubavitch or something like that. And the thing is, in the 1990s, Jewish power was just running roughshod in Russia. It was brutal, and the average life expectancy for men in the 1990s contracted by 7 years. It went down to African levels.
In the former Soviet Union?
In the Russia, post-Soviet Russia.
Former, post-Soviet.
So, I mean, life expectancy in Russia was all, in the Soviet Union was always behind other countries. So it was only, like when it was 70 or 71 in the West, it was 64 in the Soviet Union. But then in the 1990s, it went down another 7 years, at least for men, down to about 56, which is, you know, African levels. It's, or even worse. And, you know, people were starving. And it was during the 1990s that you had the Jewish oligarchs completely take over the country based on a Jewish scheme, the privatization scheme. I mean, the Jews were literally scheming. And President Bush had sent, the first Bush sent over Jews like Jeffrey Sachs and Lawrence Summers and Peter Orszag to scheme with the Jewish acting prime minister of Russia, Yegor Gaidar, and the Jewish minister of privatization, Anatoly Chubais, and they came up with this Jewish scheme which transferred all of the wealth of the country, you know, the energy sector, the banking sector, communications, to these Jewish oligarchs, to these Jews who became oligarchs. And that was the situation that Putin inherited. It was the situation that Putin was in. He was chosen for the position in order to defend these people. And he completely, what do you call it when you stab someone in the back? Betrayed them. He completely betrayed the people who put him into power. And I can't imagine anybody disproving this. I challenge anybody to show me somebody in our lifetime who has done more to push back Jewish power than Vladimir Putin, and you can't find anybody. But I'll let you think about it. But we're at the break. We'll be right back.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Ready. Move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So, Jeremy, I think you were going to elaborate a little more on my point of Putin and Jewish power.
You know, in 2009, I was stationed in Qatar. I was in the Air Force as a mechanic. And Kid Rock came and played a concert there. And I was privy to where he was going because as maintenance, I knew where every C-17 cargo aircraft was landing and what their cargo was. And I'm like, oh, this one C-17 has got all of Kid Rock's, band instruments and bandmates. And so I ran into Kid Rock at the base pool, and there was a Burger King there actually. And so I there was a lot of people that got pictures with him, and I sat down and had lunch at the table next to Kid Rock and had a conversation with him. And we got a picture together, and that picture's probably floating around out there. And so somebody could say, well, look, Jeremy, you're a Kid Rock sympathizer. You agree with everything that Kid Rock says or is ever saying or does. You know, when in actuality, I'm just like, yo, man, that's Kid Rock. We're just going to do a picture. You know, we're going to have lunch and talk. So that's what people have to keep in mind when you see Kid Rock with the Jews, or with Putin with the Jews, or Trump with some Jewish figure. I mean, it is what it is. And a picture is not really, I think, evidence to prove or disprove one's loyalty. But what you can look at, of course, is the fact that Putin backed up Assad. And because of Russia, Assad is still in power. And Syria was not overthrown. That's major. That was right on the heels of the Maidan revolution, which I think was, you know, I think they were planning on trying to use Ukraine as leverage against Putin to do Syria, is what I think. But then also look at these Jewish oligarchs that have fled Russia and Putin excoriating them. I mean, this is very most certainly, if you could look at a picture of Putin with a Jewish oligarch and say, oh, look, then surely wouldn't you look at these, this flight of Jewish oligarchs out of Russia, and Putin coming out against them? You know, you could say, well, I mean, there's proof right there. So no, you're right. It's what a person does. It's what a statesman does. And you can't just go with, photo ops that you find on the internet. So that's the point I wanted to make.
Yeah. And that's an important point. And, you know, you can look at A, what he's done, and B, what's been done to him. And, you know, this is being done to him. It's being done to the Ukrainians as well. I'm willing to debate anybody on this. And you've got, what you have right now is a Jewish attempt to overthrow Vladimir Putin. This is something that's being engineered from the State Department. And I'm not saying Israel's involved in it even. I mean, I think this is a diaspora Jewish thing. It is from the American foreign policy establishment, which is very much, I mean, for decades has been dominated by Jews. And that's why we have the foreign policy we have. I actually don't think that Israel's playing that significant a role in this. And it's not that I think the Israelis and the American Jews are that much at odds with each other, but I think, like, in general, they're more or less have the same agenda, but they don't have the same priorities. And for the Israeli Jews, Iran's a big priority. For the American Jews, Putin's a bigger priority. And, you know, so you got the same, like, the same Jew crew the same Jew crew at the State Department right now that's pushing this war in Ukraine. It's the same people who 6 years ago negotiated the Iran nuclear deal that Benjamin Netanyahu was all, like, had his panties in a bunch about.
Yeah, there's that divide. The Iran deal drove a wedge, or it exposed the wedge that maybe was already there in the Israeli Jews and the diaspora Jews. Very similarly, this whole Ukrainian conflict has exposed that same wedge, where you have, you know, Israeli Jews wanting to remain, Israeli Jews sort of wanting to keep those good ties with Russia, and the diaspora Jews saying, hey, why are you taking in these, Jewish oligarchs? You're making us look bad. People think they're Russian oligarchs. You know what I'm saying? It's really exposed that divide. But if you would, back to the chart that you sent me on how should Canada respond.
Yeah, and well, actually, we're coming up close enough to the break. Let's just tease that. You will be giving your analysis on it when we come back.
Good talk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
We are back, and getting back to that chart from the Canadian survey.
The vaccine and people's response has really made everybody choose a side. It's been a line in the sand. And it's a very interesting chart that you sent here. Those that are vaccinated, you know, the majority, it seems that the majority of them are going along with the Ukraine thing and supporting Ukraine. That's interesting. You know, just like I exposed people that were pro-Trump in 2015 seem to be pro-Russian now, or at least anti-Ukraine. The same people that are wanting to throw Russia under the bus are taking the backs on the right wing. Mm. On the right wing. Of course, all of your liberals are going to go for the backs, of course. I mean, because that's what they do. But amongst the right wing, there is alarmingly and unfortunately, and I hate it, but there's a huge amount of people on the right wing that share a lot of our values, you know, anti-immigration, pro-Christian, and all that. There are a lot of them that have taken the vax, and those seem to be the ones that are pro-Ukrainian, that are going along with this conservatory narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's an interesting dividing line, the vax.
Yeah. I mean, so you're getting, you know, people lining up. So the vaxxers They obviously wear the masks. You're not, that's not a surprise. And then they're pro-Ukraine, and they think that, that everything's racist, and that Trump supporters tried to, they tried an insurrection. They broke into the Capitol, and they were going to hang Pelosi and rape AOC. And then the non-vaxxers, they aren't retarded.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting because even amongst these right wingers, which I'm really talking about here, I'm talking about the right wingers, the pro conservatards that reluctantly came around to supporting mm-hmm. Trump. They're the ones getting the vax and advocating pro Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're kind of going back to the Ted Cruz, Marco
yes.
Rubio. They're going back yep. to that. And, you know, yes. the thing is, like, it's not as if you or I are saying that what we need is Trump. We need Trump. Because Trump he's a lost soul right now. I hope someday he learns some lessons. And every now and then he says something that's kind of funny. But he is no leader right now. I mean, he's not providing any kind of leadership on anything important.
Let me go on record.
You go riff on that.
I want to go on record that I do not. Trump in 2024 is the worst thing that we could have. It's the worst. Because no matter what Trump's initial, motivation was, what they're going to use him for in 2024 is this pro-vax, unite the conservatards type movement. And it's just going to distract us. We need for everyone to completely ignore federal elections and to focus on state and local elections. And that's where the power is at. That's what I think. Because states are states are coming forward and putting forth their own legislation, against COVID measures and against critical race theory and all of the such. All of the conservative states are coming together and they're standing up to the federal government. I think we need to support that. I think we need to support a total collapse of the federal government with autonomy going back to the states. What do you think?
Well, I mean,
feel free to disagree.
Well, that can be a position. You can have a position that is you're anti-federal, right? I mean, we could have like the anti-federalist movement, which honestly is what was going on in the Soviet Union in the late 80s and early 90s. It was like it wasn't necessary. There were some independence movements, Georgia and the Baltic states, but to a large extent it was decentralization. And I have absolutely no idea what are even going to be the issues in 2024. I mean, and I'm not even joking at this point, the issues could be alien invasion. Not that I think there are really aliens out there to invade us, but is a fake alien invasion any weirder than the hoaxes that we've had so far?
It would actually be the more sane thing than what we've already had.
I mean, here's a question. I mean, what are the odds that we're not going in the next 2 years, 2.5 years before the 2024 election? What are the odds that we're not going to have a retarded hoax that we couldn't imagine?
I mean, we've mentioned this before. I mean, are these people is it beyond the pale to think that they would mushroom cloud a major city? That they would allow that or even push for that? I mean, you got 60% of our so-called statesmen, they're not statesmen, they're clowns, saying they're willing to go nuclear with Russia. I mean, what if they push that button? A mushroom cloud in a major city would allow them to justify all kinds of crackdowns on our rights.
Yeah. Condoleezza Rice, did she say she didn't want, she said she didn't want something to be a mushroom cloud. I can't remember what, but who cares?
Am I going too far out there? Was that too much?
Oh, I have no idea. If you compare, because we're trying to think 30 months out into the future, 30 months from now, we're going to be, well, 31 months from now, we'll be on the eve of the election, the presidential election. And who, like, you look backwards 31 months, and we were a very innocent world. You know, Trump was president, and was he going over and saying that he was in love with Kim Jong-un or something like that? I mean, it's a very different world. And now the thing is, there are likely to be elections. There is likely to be an election, midterm election. And even if you want to focus on other things, or even if you want to be campaigning for decentralization and taking powers away from the federal government, there's still politics at that level. And it's, and, you know, there, either you engage with it or you just, leave it to everybody else. If you leave it to everybody else, go by default, that's not necessarily going to be the best thing either. There's likely to be a presidential election for 2024. Then people will start announcing shortly after the midterm elections. And there, it's possible that there will be, room to, for politics. What, you know, I'm not talking about going all out to support one candidate or another, but, you know, there may be opportunities to do things. And who knows? I mean, Tulsi Gabbard will probably run. Rand Paul would probably run. He ran in 2016. And they might have interesting things to say. There may be some opportunities there. Or the country may not even exist by that point. I mean, like, things have been going so fast that I don't even think there's too much of a point in engaging in that much speculation, because things have been moving so fast and so unpredictably.
Yeah, true that. What have we got left?
I don't know.
What do you got to the break?
We got another 8 minutes or so.
So I wanted to bring this up. So first of all, of course, as you know, Biden mentioned your three favorite words in politics. The new world order.
That's a good one, yeah.
And the speech, if you look at it, I mean, he's so incoherent. I mean, it's hard to make sense of what he says, but he did say the words new world order, and he did mention that America was to lead the way in this new world order. Very reminiscent of George Bush the Elder, you know, as we were embarking in the first Iraq conflict. And, you know, of course, in the background, you had the Project for New American Century going on. And they were, you talk about whether there's a plan or not. I mean, definitely you got to look at New American Century and say, man, they totally planned 9/11 as a false flag against the Middle East.
They had a plan and worked hard and were able to get a lot of it achieved.
So similarly, just like the New American Century, and Kagan and that other, like, disgusting Jew, they planned a false flag. Crystal, yes.
Yeah.
They planned a false flag.
They plausibly planned a false flag. In their report, they said a Pearl Harbor-like incident may well be necessary in order to rally the public to support the seven wars in seven countries. It was something like that.
And then voila, you had 9/11.
And voila, Mossad. The suspicious things that went on around it.
Mossad, CIA, fingerprints all over that, funded by Saudi Arabia, yeah. Well, anyway, in the same way that you had that plan, you could, if you were going to be conspiratorial, you could say, well, the rolling out of this whole virus regime could have been a way, you know, the same way that 9/11 was a false flag, rolling out of this virus was a way to bring everybody on board and just totally reconstruct society and economics and politics for this, what they call, it's their words, the New World Order. And it's a very old phrase. Since 1940.
I mean, it's a phrase that actually means something, too. It's a phrase. But I have, well, like, I don't like the way it's being used. There's an order, and there, you know, an order is a set of relationships, it's a hierarchy, it's something like that. And then, I mean, you could say, oh, you have orders of such and such, you know, the order of St. Benedict or whatever. Like
clubs. The Jesuits.
Yeah, the Jesuits are an order. But when you say a world order, the world order, that is, it is like the, relationships between, you know, great powers and other countries. And, you know, do you have a bipolar world order? Do you have a unipolar, multipolar? You talk like that. And then a new one is the new world order is the one that's not the old one. It's something new. And
well, but good.
I mean, that's literally that is how it was being used by Bush in his State of the Union or whatever it was, the big speech he made. The way that Alex Jones, and I don't know if he was the one who really started this or not, but he's the one who most popularized it, is the New World Order is like a secret organization. It's like Chaos or Spectre in the James Bond movies, Chaos and Maxwell Smart. It's like an actual organization with buildings and budget and personnel and secret ninja monkeys and like that. And now the way some people use it, like when Mark Bancroft talks about, when he says the New World Order, it's kind of a catch-all phrase for, you know, a lot of people and organizations that we would think of as globalists. So it's kind of a catch-all phrase for, you know, the Bilderbergers and the central banks and the, World Economic Forum and this and that, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, you know, and if everybody was using it that way, I wouldn't really have a problem. But, you know, the way it's commonly used is, as if it's like a secret organization that actually has, you know, like a leader and a council and, you know, they meet and decide things and then they issue, verdicts. And honestly, the biggest problem I have with it is it is the way Alex Jones and so many people have used it. It's just another distraction from talking about Jewish power. And Jewish power is a central organizing feature of our politics. And it's not some shadowy secret organization like a New World Order. And so that's
if the New World Order is, you know, the front for Jewish power, I mean, people are picking up on that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
I'm saying what does the World Economic Forum do? I mean, elites meet together in public right under your nose and they have a website.
Hmm.
And they plan, they make plans for the globe. I mean,
yeah, well,
there's Jews behind that.
Yeah, there are Jews involved. And the thing is, the World Economic Forum is currently the most successful of these platforms. I mean, it's the World Economic Forum is largely like a conference and an organization that puts together conferences. And that's what the Bilderbergers were. That's what the Trilateral Commission was. And, you know, whoever puts together the conferences, gets to help shape agendas. And, you know, AIPAC does that. They put together these conferences and they have kind of a standing organization that, you know, puts together agendas and all, and they get people. And if people come, then, you can try to influence them. And hey, I'm not throwing Nick Fuentes in with the New World Order or anything, but, you know, Nick Fuentes, he is put together some pretty good conferences. Stormfront put together some very small conferences, but you know, they were good too. And, you know, Nick Fuentes, he's gotten a few Congress people to show up. And if the Congress people shows up, maybe they're going to get some ideas from him. Now the thing about like the World Economic Forum, yeah, they get people to show up. Now Putin has showed up there before, but then made a very nationalistic speech, you know, and just because somebody shows up at a forum, doesn't mean they're being controlled by the forum.
No, it's like me having lunch with Kid Rock.
That's right.
So it's like, no, but here's the thing. Biden described exactly what the New World Order was in the speech, whether he meant to or not. you know, it was this neoliberal thing that happened after World War II, where nations come together. NATO is New World Order. I mean, you know, NATO. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. And but the thing is, that's the old world order now. And so when he actually used the term New World Order, it's something that is going to be have to come after the old world order, but hopefully preserve aspects of it. I think. Anyway, we're at the break. We can continue this on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to continue. We're just talking about the New World Order. And in Biden's speech, when he was talking about, you know, NATO and the liberal, brutal liberal values, that was the existing world order. But now he's talking about something new, except I think what he wants is whatever is new should be like the old one, except gayer. That's what I think.
For sure more gay, but I mean, as someone who was alive at the end of World War II, I mean, Biden, you know, did reference that. that the end of the World War II brought about this new age that we're in. And, you know,
well,
I think
the age that we've been in, but that's not new anymore.
I mean, so how's it not new? We're going back to the Cold War.
Yeah. So the Cold, that's old now. So there in his speech, or in his dazed comments, his confused mumblings, when he used the term New World Order, he was talking in like the future tense. There will be a New World Order.
Okay.
So it's something coming. And
so just like Bush,
the existing world order is kind of falling apart. But he wants to preserve the liberal, you know, the brutal liberal aspects of it, but make them even gayer and more anal.
I see. Yeah. So in the same way that Bush was like, yeah, after these Iraqi war things, we're going to have a new world order and America's going to lead it. Biden is like, okay, after this COVID stuff and this Ukraine war stuff, we're going to have a new world order and America's going to lead it.
Yeah. The difference.
What America?
I was gonna say the difference is that Bush was in a position to actually do something about it, because America was becoming the world's only superpower. And in Biden's case, America is losing that status as the world's only superpower.
That brings me to a talking point in the prep. I mean, there has been a very obvious effort to destroy white Christian America. Remember Obama saying stuff like, your best days are behind you. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh even had a take on it. And it was a legit take. He's like, yeah, Obama went, you know, thought that he would bring in, the demise of America and like, you know, bring us into that. And Rush blamed it on the Democrats, but, it was really the Republicans too, but it was a legit take. I think that these elites really do want, they don't want America itself, to be brought down, but white people in Christian America to be brought down. And they want a new America to emerge, to rule this new world order. And it's a mongrel, brown America led by trannies and homos. And they really thought that. I think they really thought that.
Mm-hmm.
But that America they're describing is weak. It's weak.
It's weak.
And they didn't anticipate Russia and China becoming powerful.
Too weak to survive.
You're right. And none of them anticipated Russia and China becoming powerful, and they're like, oh no, what do we do now?
Yeah.
We have brown people led by trannies
America,
against this force.
America won't survive, but some of us Americans will.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we only have a few seconds left for any last words of wisdom.
Stay classy. That's the best I can do.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.